Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode is sponsored by Hulu.
Now, guys, if you are a Lisa Vanderpump stan, fan, fangirl,
listen
fanboy,
up. This one's for you.
Please. Vanderpump Villa is a new reality show starring Miss Lisa Vanderpump, premiering on Hulu.
God, it's going to be good, isn't it? We can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Ooh, is it Bonjour. In France? Okay, so meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7.
There's going to be romance. There's going to be a bit of rivalry. We're going on adventures as they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests. The staff will need to meet Lisa's very high standards.
Absolutely.
And not everybody has what it takes, Chin.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday now on Hulu.
You know the drama is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
Okay.
Hello, everybody.
Happy Wednesday.
Chinsia's got hair down to her ass. We've had a massive makeover here.
It sits in my ass crack. It was longer than this. But we
explain, tell the people.
Well, it was, so I custom ordered a 34 inch. I wanted long. So the longest I could get was 34, which is, I wouldn't have been able to have gone any longer. I mean, this isn't even 34 at this moment in time because we cut off like a good lump. Because it did look a bit silly. I thought maybe
it's
we're like,
small.
Because we're small.
If we were like 6 foot, I think you could
carry
it.
And it was like past the bum. Mm. It was like kind of like, it was like flopping out at the end. It was so, so long. But we cut off quite a bit and now it just like grazes like my crack.
Amazing.
On my bum.
Swing
and
it out of the way before you
It's actually it's all right.
Yeah.
And also it's super flat on my head. These are keratin bonds. I've never had keratin bonds before. But also was telling me about these things. They're like this like metal bond or something. It's called like a metal thing. Mm. They're really bad for your hair. Never get them because it's like this little metal.
Warning for anyone that gets hair extensions.
Like, so it's like when they bond it onto your own hair, it's a little piece of metal or something that they bond on, okay? But water and metal, what happens when you mix water and metal? What happens? Well, you know, this is a science lesson. What happens to metal over time when
rusts.
It's like... Rusts. Exactly.
Bingo.
So over time, when you're washing your hair, the metal is rusting, okay?
Oh.
It's rusting on your own hair and it's actually rusting your own hair and then it becomes sharp, the piece of metal, because rust, you know,
of
it gets
course.
Sharp. Then when you're taking it out, it rips your hair out.
Oh.
So never,
wow.
I don't know what the exact name is,
quick.
But never get like metal fucking little, whatever they're called, little metal extensions.
Jeez. Lesson learned.
I know.
What have you got, bonds?
I've got keratin bonds. So there's...
If anyone wants to know.
It just like kind of melts onto the hair. It's like a little...
Wow.
You can't even
It's a whole new
them.
Chapter, a whole new long hair
yeah,
life.
It's a whole new long hair life. But yeah.
Welcome back, guys. Happy
Welcome
Wednesday.
Welcome back.
It's boy talk.
We've got a good question of the week, actually.
Good question
Something
of the week.
Which it's amazing to discuss.
We've been discussing it already for about 30 minutes.
Like, we could write a whole essay on this.
Yeah, we could.
Pros and cons, point explanation, explain.
Point evidence, explain. P.
You know, I was saying, I keep getting emails from when I was at... It's because obviously I used to plagiarize all my essays at school.
She was crazy. You got caught a couple of times as well.
I did get caught a couple
And you did shit yourself.
Yeah, because that's scary, but yeah. It was worth it. But I keep getting emails from like essay things, sending me emails that I can use for my essays.
Got an atheist essay on the way over here.
Atheists. Should probably unsubscribe.
Probably should, yeah. So we've got a great question of the week.
Also, the song of the week, the motto of today's episode is, what is the song we've been singing all day, Sophia?
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
I was on at our gym class this morning and we were like, this is great. Chinsky was like, I fucking love this song.
It's like, I fucking can relate to this so much. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. Got so many haters. That's so beautiful. No, it's actually a very uplifting. It's actually a very uplifting song.
It is.
Like, actually, like in the gym, it was like really women empowerment. Like,
it's got a good beat to it.
Yeah, it makes you feel really beautiful. Don't hate me because you're like beautiful. Because you're saying, you know, when you're subconsciously saying I'm beautiful, it actually
it's a good inner voice.
Subconsciously, you're like saying, I'm beautiful, and it kind of oozes out of you. It's a good
song. Important speaking to yourself with kindness.
It is. That's why they say,
like, you always have to think, like, when you're speaking to yourself or about yourself, it's like, would you say this to your best mate?
Exactly. No, because you see, no, because like if I'm talking about Sophia, right?
Don't hate me
because I'm beautiful. I'm only seeing the good. Oh, I'm being lovely. Like, well, Sophia, your sides look the same to me. I can't see a good side and a bad side.
Good sides and bad sides, like, right.
Genuinely from my heart, you look the same on both sides.
And likewise.
Right.
Yeah, but, here we are. We'll switch the whole set around.
Here we are. We'll switch the whole set around because we've got bad sides and good sides. But do you know what I mean? Like, I would never be like, yeah, Sophia, you look shit on that side.
Switch that around.
You know what
Yikes.
I mean?
No one shoots Sophia from the left. Yeah. Fucking hell.
Fucking hell.
You're like, but in my own head, I'm like, geez.
Right.
And vice versa.
And it's like, you would never speak to yourself like how you speak
to your
you
mate.
Would never, yeah, exactly. Mm. Well, you would, but you would never speak to a mate how you speak to yourself in your inner voice. That's what
when
it
we're
is,
talking about
it?
The negatives.
When we're
yeah.
talking about the negatives.
Yeah. Did we get the message behind that?
But yeah, honestly, everyone go put that song on. Who sings it?
Is it Kelly? Because it's like, my name's Kelly.
I'm so very flat on that. It's a little bit scary. I love that song.
A bop.
Baby.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking
this
about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you,
We're
know?
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Okay, let's get into this, guys. Let's do this. Question of the week is... This is one for a big debate, okay? We've got... Is it ever okay for your boyfriend or partner... We had tried to think how to word this question. We'll go, is it ever okay for your boyfriend to accept a free drink from a random girl at the bar?
Shoot me in the head, all right?
N-O with a capital N.
All right, we have already discussed this, like kind of explored the many options and avenues that it could have possibly, and try and reason
shoot
with ourselves.
Shoot my fucking brains out.
Shoot me in the fucking skull, that's what I say. If that ever happens to me, I'd literally throw open my mouth. I have to swallow it back down.
So, we've got...
Wait, what is the poll? Wait, let me make a prediction.
Okay, let's
because
go
I've
with
not
what,
seen
no,
the poll.
No, before we read the poll, let's discuss it ourselves.
Oh, really? Before we say the poll?
Well, what do you reckon?
Well, you've already seen the...
I've already seen
the poll.
Okay.
Okay, let's reveal the... Wait, what is my prediction to the answer of the poll? I think it's going to be pretty 50-50 because I know we've got a mixed bunch on there and a lot of them...
Some of you guys are wild.
A lot of you are super chill and a lot of you are like,
you are
no,
really
fuck that
rogue.
Shit.
So we've got... 58%.
But I thought it'd be 50-50.
Saying, lol, no fucking chance.
Yeah, okay.
I'm in that camp.
Same.
And then we've got 42% saying, yeah, pour it up.
Super breezy, easy.
Yeah, he can do what he wants.
Oh.
You guys are liars. I know you are.
You know, in that actual moment. No.
So how would you find out that he did that, do you reckon?
Well, I'd like to think that he'd tell you. Oh, well, girl,
the day after?
Oh, wouldn't
got
you...
Got some free drinks last night from this girl called Bethany.
Well, if he accepted them, I don't know if he would tell you. Well, I would hope he would, because if he did it in innocence... Okay.
But if he did it in innocence, it wouldn't even be on his radar to really tell you. Because think how much has happened that night. That was such a small part of the night.
Yeah, because he's thinking...
So they could have done it behind our backs and we're hidden on the wiser.
Oh, shoot me. No, no one's doing nothing behind my back.
So I'm going to read some of your guys' responses. As long as he takes it in a jokey way... and gives you some. Oh, so you're thinking that you're there.
Oh, you're
there.
Thinking you're there. God, no. We're
no,
absent.
Absolutely
He's
not.
With the boys tonight. Okay. Yeah. Right.
It depends on circumstance.
Wait, would a girl have the cheek to send a guy a drink while he sat with his girlfriend?
I'm
That's
sure
a bold
people
move.
Would, yeah.
That's a bold move.
If it's legit just because he was nice and like let her in front of him in the queue and she got him a drink, passed it him, he said thanks and she walked off.
That's very suspicious.
She's been through this before.
That's from experience.
I wouldn't mind. But
I was like
within...
a kind gesture, like, thank you for getting me
yes.
in.
That, well, okay. I mean, you know, we've been on holiday before and a couple have given us drinks.
That was lovely.
Because they took our spot on the
that
boat.
That was lovely and we were fucking waiting on that dock.
We were
for
first
hours.
In the queue on this dock for about 2 hours in the beating sun. Like, we can't complain. We're waiting for a boat,
yeah,
whatever.
It was August, beating sun,
yeah.
Amalfi
We're
Coast.
In front of the queue. The little boat comes along to take us to a little beach. God, it sounds so fancy. And then
Arienzo
somehow...
Oh, no, it wasn't. It was Treville Beach Club, Positano. Incredible place.
Tell them we sent you. And we somehow didn't make it on the fucking boat, even though we were... Because we were letting everyone else on. Yeah, you go.
Oh, yeah,
you
because
go.
We're not ones to push and shove
yeah,
when it comes...
we were
like
go on,
we're polite,
go.
We queue, you know.
And then it was like, that's it, wait for the next one. And we were like...
So you got to wait for it to get there, come all the way back.
Anyway, so a couple gave us drinks before, and that was great.
But, right, but...
As long as he isn't flirting with her, it's fine. But my boyfriend has always told me to take advantage of free drinks from men, so I don't mind if he does the same.
Okay, see, that's
as long
open
as it's only a drink and doesn't escalate.
That's open and honest communication there in that. Mm. But when someone sends someone a drink, generally it's a
invitation
to court you, right?
I'm just going to read this before okay. we discuss, because I think this girl's got a good point. I'm not really a jealous person, but I know what girls can be like, and an action like this has intent behind
right.
it.
Unless it's
just
like
when guys offer too. Right. It's very dependent on the situation, yes. She may not initially realise he has a girlfriend,
right.
but he may have been looking over to give her the signal to approach. I've heard my single friends talk about doing it and how it shows confidence, etc., that guys tend to be like... And that guys tend to like it.
Of course, it's confidence.
I wouldn't be thrilled, but equally wouldn't cause a scene as it's not in my nature and wouldn't want to look like a jealous psycho girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. I'm putting...
Well, how would you feel about... What camp are you in? Is it ever okay for your boyfriend to accept a girl from a drink from a random girl at a bar?
I understand the, like... It's if it's one-on-one, that's where it's like the it's like it's like flirting in itself is the drink. Hoo-hoo, here's a drink, do you want it? Yeah, hoo-hoo-hoo.
Because the point is like, because like, me and Cinzia, for example,
right, if we were in a bar with me and Sophia were sat there, okay, we're having a girls' night. We're looking sexual.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're looking good tonight.
We've got the extension.
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
All right. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. We're sat there. Mm-hmm. We're looking incredible.
Mm-hmm. Just his long hair's floating off the back of the chair.
Yeah. There's like the aircon is like breezing.
Just blowing it.
You know, we've got beautiful highlight on. We're just sipping.
And this waiter comes up to us and he goes, ladies, two porn stars from the men at the back of the bar.
From the two guys at the back. We turn around and we're going, oof.
No, but let's say we turn around and we go, oh, thank you so much. And then we're like, cheers, boomerang.
Cheers,
babe.
Guys, thank
cheers.
You.
Shot the Prosecco, sat there drinking the drink, right? That then, there's no harm in that, all right? They've given you a drink, you've accepted
you've not,
it. But I feel as though that is giving the impression for them guys watching us to be like, oh, sweet. Like, they've taken the drink,
let's
they're
go,
sipping
let's
it,
go
let's
over
go
chat.
Over.
Of course.
Let me go over. That's
let's go chat these girls up.
Yeah, like that is their way in. In contrast, if we'd have, you know, ladies, two porn stars, and then we were like, no, thank you. Like, no,
we'll
thank you. We're
back.
Fine.
Thank
we'll
you,
send them back.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
You could be polite about it. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
But we've got boyfriends.
Give them back to
thank
them.
You.
Yeah. They're then looking over at the bar thinking, oh, okay. That was obviously a no-go zone. They've probably got boyfriends.
And then they're not
I'm not going over there.
Right.
So, end of story.
Now let's picture my boyfriend and your boyfriend. They're out on a boy tonight. It's just the two of them. They're bonding, whatever.
They're getting that bromance going.
They're bonding. They're talking about us. You know, they love talking about their girlfriends. Mm.
The pride and joy of their life.
They're sat there. They're looking nice, whatever. Mm. They're smelling nice.
Got their little t-shirts on.
Whatever. And, you know, some girls are like, do you know what? We're going to shoot our shot. Those two guys sat at the bar.
They're thinking,
okay?
Fuck
they're
it.
Thinking they're fit. Mm. F-I-T. They're looking sexy. Okay.
I'm sending them two shots of tequila.
Right, they're thinking, fuck it. Limoncello. Mm. Send them over with a little note on a napkin saying, this is my number, blah, blah, blah. Send it over. And our boyfriends...
Pick up the shot and go, cheers. Pick up the shot
and cheers and fucking shot it and say, thank you, ladies.
I think it's quite funny, like, really,
when I'm picturing it, yes, it's quite funny, but also just... Don't accept them. Just we've got girlfriends. Thank you, though. You girls take them.
Yeah,
I think it looks way more polite and fun, almost. Mm. Like girls take them back. We've got girlfriends.
You These guys are go for crazy. You.
Enjoy your shots. Don't worry about us. That's how.
That's the ideal.
That's the ideal
situation.
But, yeah, taking the shot. Whatever. It's funny. Whatever. Mm. Ha ha. Ka ha. Mm. But then the girls are thinking, oh, maybe they're interested. Mm. Maybe we can go over and talk to them and. And, you know, maybe they must be single. They must be.
They
you would
must
assume
be single.
They're single. Mm. If, you know, you'd be like, right, they're single then.
Yeah.
And that's the single moves that they're making.
That is
there.
A single move to make.
And that's the only thing.
Yeah.
You know, yes, they could take the shot. Yeah, it's not cheating. You're not. Yeah, they're not snogging the girls. Right. But it's just,
the
intent behind the girls sending the drink was because they were interested in the
guys.
They
wanted them to come over.
They wanted to chat with them. They thought they were fit. They thought we could have a good night together.
It just goes back to...
It's just the respect thing.
Exactly. It is a respect thing. And I totally get that some people don't care. They're like, no, fuck it. Free drinks, take it. For sure.
Yeah.
But I just think, like, me and Chintz, you were saying this earlier, like, you always want your boyfriend or girlfriend to move in the same way that you do. Mm-hmm. So, like, if we're out and we're not accepting them, because I wouldn't. I'd be like, no thanks. Like, you take it, whatever. I can buy my own.
Right.
I would want my boyfriend to move in the same way.
Exactly.
Just a respect thing. Because it is just, like, I do just think it gives the wrong impression. It gives the impression that, because, for example, story time, last year,
We actually experienced this.
Chintzia's sister and Chintzia's sister's friend, we were all out for drinks. We were like having a good time.
Girls' night was sat on a table. It was girls' night. It was like we were all single at that moment in time.
Yeah.
We were all single. We were feeling fresh and single.
It was good vibes.
And it was good vibes.
Out for the first couple times.
Yeah, we were drinking our nice cocktails and all that.
And, we all saw this like guy, like Lydia especially, was noticing this guy in the corner.
She fancied him. She thought
and
she
we
was
were
fit.
Like,
he
oh
fit.
Yeah, he's fit, blah, blah, blah. And we were obviously quite drunk and we were like, fuck it, like, let's send him a shot.
Right.
Because it was at this point where you had to stay seated. Mm-hmm. So it was in a bar and like everyone was on their table, so you couldn't really mingle.
So Lydia couldn't really make the move by going over there, being close, you know, giving theirs. She had to make a bold statement.
She had to make a statement.
And she sent, did she just send one? Or she
sent,
for
no,
the friends.
She sent a shot.
Just
she,
one
yeah.
shot.
I remember we were like, yeah, send a shot. So she sent a shot and on the napkin, she sent a little napkin over and I'm sure she wrote her number on there. Like, oh, like my name's blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then she put in brackets like, P.S. like, sorry if you have a girlfriend.
Right.
Because we were like, you know, who is this guy? We don't know him. Like, whatever.
He's a stranger.
And then, so we're literally, so we're watching this take place. We're like watching the waiter carry the shot over.
So
and
Lydia
like,
informs the waiter it's going down. Right.
And then... We watch.
The shot gets to him with the note.
Yeah.
The waiter's having a word with him.
The shot's being delivered. Right. We're being pointed at our table. We're like,
this
is crazy.
Lydia's like,
and then we all watch him take the shot. He cheers us from across the room.
Smiling.
And takes the shot.
No hesitation about
it. So then we're all like, fucking hell, it worked. We're like, so we're then thinking, he's defo single, he's defo interested.
Lydia, you're in.
You're in. It worked.
And we were sat back thinking, Lydia, he's going to come over at
You've
some point
that
in the
move.
Night.
He's going to come back. Yeah.
You made the first point of contact. Yeah. He's going to return it. We can all relax.
Yeah.
Okay.
Going back to the point of that was the impression that he gave by taking the drink.
Because if he'd have sent it back, girls, thank you. But
we'd be like, oh, he's got a girlfriend.
Lydia, you take the shot.
Yeah.
Good on you for the courage. For trying. You know, here's your...
A star for effort.
Yeah, courageous medal, yeah. Whatever.
And then, so we're thinking, sweet, Lydia's in.
So we're drinking. Like, it worked. We're having a good night.
We were thinking he's going to text you in a minute because you gave him his number on this napkin.
And then... He's like moving. He can tell. We're thinking, is he going to come? Is he going to come over? He starts to approach.
And we're like, oh.
With his friends. He's approaching about everyone. He's approaching. Just relax. We did this all the time. And did he come over and be like, who sent the shot?
Yeah, he was like, who sent the shot?
Lady was like, it was me. And then did she get up, hug him? He hugged her. He gave her fucking hug.
Oh my remember, God, he gave I don't
her
remember that.
He
can't
gave
remember.
Her a fucking squeeze, all right? He gave her a big hug.
Because we were thinking, oh, this is it.
Yeah, because we were like, fuck me, all right? He's saying thank you for the... Then he proceeds to say, I've got a girlfriend.
And we were all like, oh, that's a shame.
It was a surprise.
We were shocked.
All the signals pointed to single.
To singledom.
Yeah. And it turns out, that it caused a ruckus with the girlfriend because for some reason she heard through the grapevine that a shot was sent to him, was accepted. And I think she sent a message to Lydia asking about what went on. So she was like, that was unacceptable behaviour from you, but the boyfriend.
Yeah.
As she should. I think he did move a bit.
I think he handled it well by coming over and saying thanks.
Yeah.
And fair enough. That's respectful.
One of the first things he said was he did have a girlfriend.
Yeah. Pretty much straight away being like, I do have a girlfriend. Like, thanks. Then fair enough. Sweet. I get it. Yeah.
Technically, he did nothing wrong.
But we all said after, like, well, he shouldn't have fucking drank the shot.
Right.
That was our... That was what we took from the...
That was our initial instinct gut reaction.
So that's how we feel on the topic, guys. We do have a dilemma off this. I don't know if we've already spoke about this
but for too long. But Alex, my boyfriend can accept a drink from someone if it... Well, we were saying if it was a group setting.
Oh, yeah. If it was a group setting, fucking take it.
Right. Because the thing is, if our boyfriends were in a group of guys where there's some single guys.
Exactly. You know, they've got to get involved.
You can't be the party pooper. I understand there's a group of girls and whatever. Because obviously, we trust our boyfriends. They're not going to do anything.
Exactly.
It's not like we're scared they're gonna, if they accept a drink, they're gonna
fucking... Can't be trusted leaving them.
Go and sleep with someone.
Lose
all their inhibitions.
Mm-hmm.
But
when it's more one-on-one,
when
that's
it's
like,
so
one-on-one,
like, I like you. I've sent you a drink.
Yeah.
And I want you, if you're gonna accept it, then that means you're interested in me. If not...
Baby.
Hey, ladies. Yeah. She's saying, is this a sackable offence?
Right, let's read the context of this girl's situation.
We'll try and whiz through this. Yeah. So, to set the scene, my boyfriend went out for his mate's birthday last weekend.
Okay,
all his friends
Luke's
brought their...
birthday.
Oh, see, this is different.
Right, here we go. Situational.
All his friends brought their girlfriends along.
This is unacceptable.
However...
Brian.
I didn't get an invite.
See, this adds another layer to...
Yes.
The dimensions.
The paranoia, almost. Yeah. He said, I didn't get invited. They had booked a table and they wouldn't be able to add me onto the booking as
bullshit.
There was already too many people
bullshit.
Going. Bullshit. Pull up. I'll sit on your fucking
bullshit.
Knee if I've got to.
If it's a group of 15, you can add on
16.
16. It's not like we're going from a table of 2 to a table of 8. Okay? We're going from, a table of 15... to a table of 16. Don't give
you
me that.
You can stand
bullshit.
Up if you want.
Right.
Which, to be fair, I wasn't too bothered about, as I'm not the biggest fan of the friend whose birthday it is anyway.
Okay, so
she's like, fair enough. I didn't really want to go anyway, whatever. Fast forward to 4 a.m. the next morning when I get a phone call from my boyfriend asking me to pick him up and being the good... Gosh, you are a good girlfriend. I don't know if I do this.
4 a.m.
Being the good girlfriend I am, I got out of bed and drove to get him from town. Fair enough.
Does he not have a
£10 for a taxi?
An Ubi account.
My boyfriend then began to tell me he had a funny story from the night.
Oh, I bet you did.
Ha-ha.
Oh, tell me about it. I can't wait to laugh.
LOL. Apparently, a girl he had never met before was buying him drinks all night.
Okay, see, I told you this is different. We've
not
never experienced
just
this before.
One drink, but multiple.
Oh,
see,
gosh.
This is a different...
But it's like,
this
why
is a different story.
Okay, let's keep going.
Then at the end of the night, she texted him...
Why does he have...
No, hang on, sorry. Oh. Then at the end of the night, she asked him if she was going back to his place to have sex. You see the wrong impression. I don't blame that
Why
girl.
Why does he think that was a funny story? That's a really alarming story for me to hear.
Well, I think he was just trying to say like, oh, this is funny to kind of set the tone. Obviously thinking like, it's not funny, but I'm going to tell you what's happened. My boyfriend, instead of telling her no, he had a girlfriend, told her maybe, and that he had to go and see his friend as an excuse to lose her. So he didn't even say no. He was just like, oh, maybe, let me go in for mates, and then ran off.
Ew.
Then called you to pick him up.
Why does he think this is funny?
When I asked him if he mentioned to her at all that he had a girlfriend, he said no, because then she would have stopped buying him drinks.
Ew, this is
Get
disgusting.
A fucking job. If you can afford to go on a night out.
You can afford to buy your own drinks all night.
Yeah.
And not leave and you someone who is thinking that you're going to sleep together
exactly.
tonight. That's unfair.
If you can't afford to go on a night out to get some drinks, don't go on the night out.
But I think he probably can afford
You're
them,
a grown man.
But
like,
the
you're
way
not a student.
That he was moving there is gross. Mm. And then thinking it's funny. It's like, look, we're probably 25 here.
Yeah.
You know, we're not 17 anymore.
Yeah.
You don't have to be accepting drinks all night and making it feel like to this girl that you're interested in her. Because obviously there must have been other things that he didn't tell you going on.
I think probably what happened here
bit
was...
bit more flirting
he
than he's making out.
He was flirting with her. He probably fancied
more,
her.
More
he was enjoying spending the night with her. He was loving it. You know, if you're in a long-term relationship, he's thinking, this is really exciting. Like,
this
girl fancies me. Like, I'm having a great night. He didn't want it to end. You know? Like, he didn't want to reject her because he... obviously liked her a
well,
bit.
Well, because what? Everyone else was with their girlfriends and he wasn't with a girl that night?
I was so hurt when he told me and I feel like he had no respect towards me. When I tried to talk to him about it, he just said I was overreacting and he'd done nothing wrong.
Don't you dare tell me I'm over it. If this is how I feel, you've got to listen and understand.
But also, it's one of those things where he knows full... He's just trying to put the fire out.
He's just trying to gaslight you.
He knows full well if you'd have been sat there all night with this guy... taking free drinks from him all night.
Laughing, flirting.
He asked you, so am I going to come back to yours? And you were like, oh, let me just go and find my friends and ran off.
That's...
No mention of a boyfriend. Your boyfriend would dump you on the spot.
That's not a way you act while you're in a committed, loving relationship. That shows no respect at all for your partner. Mm. And that's just it. Like... it's yes haha it was funny no it's actually just disrespectful
he
like,
also said I should appreciate that he told me about it which I do
oh thank you so
lot, much
you fucking idiot
but I still don't think it makes it right what do you girls think am I just overreacting or do I have a right to feel hurt
he's
by this
he's desperately trying to make you feel like you are wrong for thinking this way
to be
that's
honest
that's why he's trying to flip it and be like well you should be grateful I even told you
yeah
you know because why would I tell you if I was moving wrong
I don't actually know why he told you to be
right.
honest
Well, he maybe he,
what was his thought process?
Is it a power trip? Was he trying to like
be like girls make, still want me? You know,
right? Like I'm trying to make you feel jealous, and like it's a weird
possibly.
Move. I think it's a sackable offense. I don't like that at all.
I don't like that.
Okay, fair enough. Maybe it's not a sackable offense if you speak to him. He's like, I recognize that was actually really wrong.
That was really out of order.
In hindsight, you know, maybe a bit.
I shouldn't have acted like that.
Maybe I'd had one too many drinks and yes, you know, nothing happened. Obviously, you know, nothing would never happen.
Mm.
But I understand now that was wrong, disrespectful.
And
never
if you'd done
again.
That, I would have really been
and
hurt.
And if you'd have done that, I would have really been hurt. So I understand that you're hurt right now, blah, blah, blah. But the way that he's reacting, gaslighting you, making you feel like you're the one who should be grateful that he told you. It's bullshit. No, absolutely not. I'm not grateful
you
told me at all.
I would dump my boyfriend if I was
in
this situation.
I think it's horrible.
I'd be like, you can fuck off if that happened.
I think it's terrible behaviour. And I hate
I think
the
it
way
says a lot more about
reacting.
His character
100%.
Than just this incident.
100%. The way he's reacting after the fact is speaking a thousand words.
Yeah. Because it's not just one. Like, if you're accepting drinks all night, what is it, just the two of you?
Also,
like, what's going on here?
Like I said before, like, way more happened in that story that he's not letting
yeah,
on.
He's left out some bits,
he's
I
left
think.
Out some details there.
I think
he
you're well within your rights to really be, like,
really,
questioning the relationship and
really.
Feel like pretty
you need to make him see the weight of this
yeah
and like be serious about it don't accept no
it's
half
not funny.
Ass it's not funny like absolutely it's not funny at all he obviously insinuated to that other female that he was interested in her and that they were going to go and sleep together that night because
that's what she thought
because I don't think she's just assuming that. No. I think there is communication that's happening there where he's insinuating that. Like, it's not okay.
Bottom line, he wouldn't like it if you acted like that way.
No.
He'd and also, be kicking off. So there you go. I
think it's not normal behavior that you should be accepting. No. Like, oh, when my boyfriend goes out, he does flirt with girls and like makes girls think that he's going to sleep with them. No.
Don't normalize that.
Let's not normalize. That's not okay. When your boyfriend goes out with his friends for his friend's birthday, he's out with his friends, having fun with his friends.
Yeah.
With his
wingman friends. And his friends, go for it. Right. Sure, I don't care.
Right, like it's not okay. Don't no. Like, let's not normalize that. He's trying to make it sound normal to you. That's why you're emailing in questioning, like, is this normal? Like, am I being a bit too paranoid here?
No.
Like, it's him making you. He's gaslighting.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, dude.
Next dilemma.
Right.
Too judgmental. Okay.
This is interesting.
Is there? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think it's just like overanalyzing a situation.
Let's read it. Okay. Let's read it. Hi, girls. I'm 21 and I struggle with opening up to guys, and I never bothered about it as I'm a career-driven girl and so determined to grow as a person. I've always been scared to open up or even give a relationship a chance. I think it could hold me back. Mm-hmm. However, recently I have begun to feel quite lonely and reflected a lot and think maybe I'm too judgmental, even though I don't mean to be. I try not to think a certain way as it really is over silly issues, but I just keep on getting the ick.
So you're thinking, do I need to open myself up more?
I then put it down to, well, they aren't the right person anyway. That's why I get the ick. But I was talking to a guy for a few months and I stopped talking to him as it was all becoming too much for me because he wasn't the perfect guy or how I imagined my future boyfriend to be.
Okay.
So you've really built this idea of someone
of who you're looking for
in
which
your
is
head.
A good thing because it's a good thing. You know what you want and you got to 6 months and you thought, no, this isn't right. I think there's real power in that.
Really my question is, how do I stop being so judgmental, or is this a common thing to think about? I have had relationships in the past, but again, I am the one holding myself back. I guess I think the grass can always be greener, and I think that if I'm in a relationship, I'm locked down forever.
Forever.
Would love to hear another perspective of this, as people think I'm independent and loving life, but I do want someone who I don't get put off by.
Okay.
So you've almost got like relationship fear that it's like, once I fucking commit, I'm in
this
now. This
is it forever.
And are you fulfilling everything that I want? Are you going to fit the bill?
Now, you can look at that two ways. Because that's good in the sense that she's only willing to get into a relationship with someone that she's actually...
ticks the boxes.
You know... considering like this is my husband forever, but then
you're a prime example of someone who I think, like us, to be honest, has always dated for like a husband and not dated for just like a boyfriend. Because I know some people will say like, no, like I don't want to be with him forever, but like he's really good for right now. And I think you're that type of girl, like you're not going to be with someone for the sake of it. Like you're not going to be with someone who's just all right. Like you want to be with someone who, it might not work out, but you really can see like a big future
100%.
With them.
And I think it's a great thing to look for in a partner, 100%. But then I don't know if this is, but the reality of it is like you're 21. Mm. Most people in their lifetimes, I'm not saying this to like, scare you or I don't know, most people go through like two or three or four, more. Many relationships in their life, in their 20s, before they finally find the one and settle whatever. Because you've got to go through experience. If you've got to live life, like people will come and go and life happens.
You kind of got to accept, maybe you're almost like scared of heartbreak as well. Yeah, and I think scared of something coming to an end.
Scared of the fear of like, yeah, because it's going to be shit if you have to break up.
Yeah.
It's shit and you want to avoid that at all costs. Mm. We do too. Mm. But it's almost like you've just got to take some risks sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like if you meet someone at the right time, you know, you're thinking, fucking hell, this person's amazing. Mm. I really like them. I don't want to lose them. That's good energy and essentially enough to be like, let's give it a go.
Yeah.
Like that's just kind of the easy breezy way to approach it. But I see like you're getting to a point where
you're almost like thinking of the end before it's even started.
Exactly. You're thinking.
So then you're just too scared to even go for it at all because you're thinking like, well, because also like,
because it might I be like, it's oh, important. He's like, not in his final career yet. I can't get into a relationship with him right now.
I do think, especially like women, we are like more romantic. Like I feel like we generally, like we do grow up thinking like, oh, like what's the Prince Charming gonna be like? Who is this guy gonna be like? What's he gonna
Who's
be
gonna
like?
Sweep
like
me off my
you've
feet.
Got this big idea of what someone's gonna be and blah blah blah. But then sometimes you actually realize that what you thought you wanted isn't actually enough. What is best for you or actually what you want. Mm-hmm. And I think you learn that and you figure that out by unfortunately dating a few of the wrong people, having a few relationships that go bad. Mm-hmm. Because again, we speak about this more in our book. You can pre-order it now. But finding out like what you don't want is so important. It's just as important as finding out what you do want. Like you might not be aware of some traits right now. They might not even be on your radar. Traits that you're thinking like, I don't want that. You might not even be aware of them right now because you've not been in a relationship with someone who has those traits. That makes sense. Like you can be with someone, who's great, who's, you know, has everything on your list that you do want. And you're thinking, this is pretty sweet. But then there'll be sides to them or things that happen. And you think, oh, well, I don't really like that. This is becoming a bit of a problem.
Live with that or
and you kind of realize it is just about learning what you don't want as well as learning what you do want.
Yeah.
So
I would say it's amazing that you've got such high standards. I think, you know, everyone's standards needs to be high. But I think don't shy away from a potentially good thing.
Mm.
Because, you know, you could you could meet someone who's 21 like you.
Mm.
You can't expect a guy at 21 to have it all figured out,
to
have all this money in the bank, you know, to be ready to, you know, buy you your big rock and, you know what I mean, whisk you on holiday all the time. Because the reality is he's got a while to go in his career and he's got a life to live as well as you.
Yeah.
And kind of not, you know, he's a great guy, not kind of cutting someone off just because of maybe one thing like that. Well, he you know, he's not got in his career yet. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why I'm gonna
end it
kind of thing. Just kind of
you do have to give people a chance.
It's like about a chance, but again, that is important that he can support himself financially and of course.
Sure.
But it's about just like, yeah, it's a tricky one.
It is tough. And I know that feeling of being like, oh, but like, what if this isn't the right person 100%. And blah, blah, blah. But I think you just have to kind of trust that you will find your right person.
Yeah.
And whether this is them or it's not, like, you have to just go through the different chapters.
Also,
right?
In the moment.
Hard.
You know, we've dated people in the past, we probably thought, shit, this is probably my husband.
Yeah.
You know? And it's not. But in the moment you think that because you've
otherwise you wouldn't be in a relationship.
Exactly. And why would you not at that point in time?
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just about going for it and not being scared, like, because me and Sophie, we could have shut ourselves when we dated, when I was someone and thought, well, maybe this is the person forever. And then you shit yourself and then think, no, I can't do it.
Yeah, because then I'm never going to be single ever again.
But then
oh my God.
We would never have got to the point here now where we're with our current boyfriends because, you know, we went through what we had to go through, you know?
It's hard to explain. You just got to go with it. I think me and Chintzy have realised that. You get to a point where it's like, do you know what? Like, you just got to kind of accept that you are going to go through different relationships and people are going to come and go and you are going to go through heartbreak. And I think
things
when
are gonna
you're
change.
A bit younger, you can kind of think like, you know, I'm going to meet the guy of my dreams really early on. Like, you know, we're going to be childhood sweethearts.
You know, I want us to grow together. I want us to go for our 20s and 30s together,
yeah,
and just go for everything.
And it's just
together.
Sometimes coming to the realization that that might just not happen. Mm-hmm. But that every relationship you go through is going to bring you close to the person you're supposed to be with. You're going to get so much wiser every time. You're going to learn so much from each one. There's no such thing as a failed relationship because you always learn way more from them than you maybe even realize.
Yeah, 100%.
So I think just relax, go with the flow, try not to shut people down too soon.
Yeah.
But also, you know, keep your standards high like 100%. You are.
Don't just, yeah.
But don't stress out. Don't stress out thinking, oh, like, if he's not my husband, like, I'm not sure. Like, is this guy my husband? Because you might think he is and he might not be. Right. Or you might not think
don't
he is and
then he
might be. Don't
stress out about whether it's the right decision or not. Mm. You've made the decision. Go with it. And we'll find out in due
time
course.
Time will tell
whether it is the right decision. Mm. Mine and Sophia's big realization this past year is that, look, life is going to hit you. Mm. You don't know what's going to change. Mm. You can't control it either. I think that's an important one. Like, no matter what decision you make, you know, in a situation, you generally speaking,
you
can't
only control your decisions.
Right.
It's out of your
you
hands.
You can't control someone else and what's going to happen down the line. And, you know, you can't control the future that much. So it's about accepting that, look, the universe has got a plan.
You just got to go with it.
You just got to go with it. And yeah, there's going to be some shit.
But that's life.
But that's just life. And I think...
And one day it's good stories to tell, you know? It's good to look back at.
I also think, you know, we forget that because all we're seeing is social media and people's highlights and
everyone with the love of their life.
Everyone with the love of their lives. Everyone's having babies. Everyone's getting married. Everyone's making loads of money. And that's all we're seeing. You know what I mean? And it's like, oh, but I'm going through this right now. And fucking she's off on a yacht in the Bahamas. You know, it's about realizing, no, okay, they're also going through shit that they're obviously
just
not letting
posting.
On. And life.
It's the beauty of life.
Like, life is real and it is hard. And,
it's what builds character.
It's all
you've got to have
learning.
Good stories to tell your future
that's
kids
why
one
your
day,
mum
you know?
And dad that's why our parents are so wise. Think when we're Angie and Romano are pushing 60, all right,
right.
It's like late 50s. I'm only 24. Think how much experience they've got on me. And we think we're wise, hey. Jesus,
we've got a long way to go.
We don't know what we're talking. Everything we're saying now, we'll probably look back when we're 50 and go, "What load of bullshit! What load of bullshit we're chatting! What load of bollocks!" Baby. Right. Okay. So, I really love your hey girls. The line is, do I need to end my 6-year relationship?
Holy shit!
Holy shite!
That's a long right. one.
This is it's hard to digest these kind of decisions, okay?
It's not something you want to rush.
No, absolutely not. Right. I really love your podcast. I was just wondering if you could please give me some advice as I'm really struggling and feel like I'm in a bubble. We got you. Let's explore this. I've been with my boyfriend since we're 16.
Wow.
So we are now 22. He's my first ever boyfriend. These relationships are always the ones. I feel like it's tricky. When you get to your 20s and you're thinking, right.
Is this it then?
Are we going to go on forever then?
Or
are we going to cut this off and explore our 20s?
Yeah.
I think it's always that kind of decision. Like
I think if you make it through that.
If you make it through that, you can make it through.
For anything.
Everything, I think. So basically, we've been looking to move in together this year and something about it is just really putting me off. Ooh. In 2019, we moved in together during the pandemic for a while whilst I was at uni into my studio flat, which was honestly the worst month of my life.
Okay.
As my boyfriend was so lazy and unmotivated, I've always been a very motivated, organized and tidy person and my boyfriend is the complete opposite.
Okay.
His mum cleans his room.
Right, okay.
Okay, at first it didn't really bother me because I knew if things were getting too much or whatever. Right, so you think it's the pandemic, it's a lot on everyone, shit's going down, let's, you know.
Give someone a break.
Give him a chance, it's a tough time for everyone. Yeah, okay. However, with the idea of moving in together this year, I'm really not looking forward to it at all. He can be so lazy and unmotivated sometimes, it just really bothers me. Ooh. I love a routine, such as waking up early and going to the gym, then getting on with uni work, to then chill in the evenings. Whereas my boyfriend wakes up at like 12, then just sits there, plays his Xbox all day, then complains about things such as uni work or money, when he doesn't actually do anything like get a part-time job. He's also at uni in his final year too. Okay. Or actually get on with the uni work.
A procrastinator.
Okay, so he's got a different work ethic to you. He's not...
Maybe more of a night owl.
More of a night owl. Complaining a bit much. You're thinking, look, I'm trying to be positive here. You know, I'm trying to make the best out of this situation. I'm trying to get through my last year of uni. And you're kind of...
Bringing me down
a bit. That's how I'd see it. The other day, he was really complaining about how stressed he is about uni. He's left his dissertation to the last minute, as he always does with all his work. Okay. And I thought, okay, maybe this would be a good time to try and motivate him.
Okay.
I asked him if he wanted to wake up early, then go for a coffee shop, and we can sit there and do some work together. Cute.
Nice.
That's a lovely thing to offer.
Go and get some banana
bread. You're offering help. You're not being critical and, or, you know, being angry. You're saying, look, here's a solution.
You're not being patronizing.
Here's a solution. Come with
not
me.
Not saying I told you so. Call me well, you shouldn't have been playing that Xbox right. every day, should you, Michael?
That's a lovely thing. In a time
it's
where
a
you're...
a good girlfriend thing to do.
In a time where you're also questioning whether you even want to be with this guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? To do something nice like that. Anyway, the next day I wake up at 8 a.m. as usual, take a shower and get ready. I come back and he set another alarm for 10:40, saying he needs a bit more sleep.
Right. Okay.
I then tried to motivate him to get up and said how he will waste the whole morning, etc. And he got so mad at me, so I left and went home and spent the day doing my work.
Okay.
Okay. So his attitude
tensions are rising.
Off. Tensions are rising. Things are bubbling up. I've been thinking the last couple of days how I don't feel motivated at all by him or when I'm around him. And it's really putting me off wanting to move in together. Yeah, completely. I understand that.
We don't want to live with that.
No, we have fun when we're together doing normal things. And I'm almost distracted about our future. But recently, so when you're with him, you're actually having fun and you're not thinking, you're not questioning the relationship, she's saying. But recently we've been looking at apartments and I just have this gut feeling that this isn't what I want to do. I don't know if I don't know if I'm comfortable with him because he's my first ever boyfriend, but I just have this gut feeling that this isn't what I want for my future. I've become so lazy when I'm around him. I'm also always looking for part-time jobs for him and he's always finding excuses but always complains about money. I'm at uni and I have a part-time job, so I don't really understand why he can't do it as well. In terms of having fun and spending time together, I love it, but in terms of my future, I'm just anxious about it all the time and feel that I'd rather just be by myself. Please help me, girls.
This is a prime example of what we were just saying about finding out what you don't want.
Right.
Because now when you're 16 and you met 16, this guy, you're not thinking about, is this guy ambitious? What's this guy going to be like? You know, career-wise. Because that's not even on your radar.
How does he handle his money?
What time
you know?
Does he wake up in the morning? You don't give a fuck, right? And then this is a prime example of you grow up, you know who you are, you've realized.
You evolve into your own person.
Yes. And you're thinking, actually, my boyfriend is a nice guy, you know, doesn't treat me like shit, you know, is lovely
to me.
Sure. But I've actually now realized that I want someone who is super ambitious. I want someone
who's going to motivate me and make me a better person.
Who, you know, is an early riser, who comes to the gym with me.
Right.
Like, I want someone who has big career goals.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's fair enough. Like, that's the quality that you want in someone.
And
that's a quality that a lot of people have. And it's the example of, like, love isn't always enough. Like, yes, you love each other.
100%.
But it sounds to me like he is bringing you down a bit. You've just got totally different attitudes to life,
right? And I think it's been that realization of starting into adulthood. Maybe at the start of uni it was super chill, we're at uni, you know,
we're just out of school,
it's uni life, like we're still 19, you know, we're still young, wild and free. I don't care whether you're not doing your work on time, and, you know, it's not my problem, you know. We have fun when we're together and you're my boyfriend and it's super chill. But now I feel like real life is setting in.
Well, it's mid-20s are on the horizon,
and also it's the last year of uni. Next year it's work time,
it's real life,
you know, it's real life. It's like, fuck me, we're gonna find a proper job now,
get on the
career
ladder.
We've got our degrees now, you know, that kind of thing. You're thinking, now I'm going to be living with this person. Am I ready to sign a 1-year lease with this person? No, your gut feeling is telling you no. And all the you've listed the reasons why you're not comfortable with this decision. Mm. Now you've just got to follow through with it and put yourself first in this situation because you could ride on through, couldn't you?
Oh my God, you could ride on
through. Sweet, let's get the flat, Brian. Yeah, let's move in. Chill.
Let's go for it.
And put yourself through stress and agony for the next year.
I think that you know that, like, he's not really bringing out the best in you. And he's not, like, you want to be with someone who, you know, really actually inspires you and motivates you and thinks, God, I need to be like that. I need to keep up.
Brings
like,
out the best in you in all
that's
senses.
That's an important thing. So, and I think you've realised that you're not really getting that from your current relationship.
Because also, you're offering him a lot of support because you're being a good girlfriend. You love him. You're trying to motivate him to get up, you know, do his work, you know.
I'm trying to give him a chance.
Trying to find him a job, you know. You desperately want him to be that person.
Mm. But he's not.
And it's a shame he's not showing you the same kind of support and effort.
Mm.
But
I think it's time to call it quits.
Because in these moments, you like focus on, but when we're together, we have a great time. Yeah. And I do love
him. You
focus
on the good things.
He does make me laugh.
Because you don't want it to fall apart. You're desperately trying to super glue this back together.
Exactly. And that's what you would do in any kind of relationship.
Yeah, we've all been
there. Where you love someone. You know, we've all been 6 years of your life. He's your best friend at this point. You know, he is your best friend. Mm. And it's just that sad realization that
it's not working out
and it's not right anymore. But I think,
and he's not, you know, lifting you up and he's not elevating you. He's not upgrading you.
Elevating you.
Yeah. It's more of a chore on your life, if anything. Right. And that is not at the age of 22, the ripe age of 22.
You're a ripe apple right now, ready to take on the world.
You've learned a lot from this relationship. Like we said before, you've realized a massive thing that you want someone who is, you know, got those same motivation level. You're on that same career path. Like that's what you want from someone. And that's completely fair enough. So,
and the number one golden rule is when your gut tells
trust
you something, just don't ignore it because it's only going to keep telling you this isn't right. You know, you know, I know you ignored me when I first told you, but I'm still here telling you that, you know, this isn't right. You know,
your future self, I think, just don't give any more time to this. I think, look, you've learnt a lot. It's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be fucking shit.
Yeah,
like a 6-year breakup.
You're going to cry.
Hell.
You're going to cry. Yeah. You're going to feel like it was the wrong decision.
You're going to feel guilty.
You're
going to
feel like
him.
You should get back together with them. You're going to feel all those things.
But I also know that when you pictured, you know, your life and your husband, whatever, this was not what you saw for yourself.
And if this is...
You don't want to get home. You're up. You're in the working world. You don't want to get home and your boyfriend's still snoozing the alarm till 11 o'clock.
And this is clearly...
You're like, get the fuck up. It's going to make you start resenting him. You know, if you're out paying the bills...
It's going to make you angry. It's going to make me...
And he's just slobbing about on his Xbox. You're going to be like, you're going to start resenting him for it. It's inevitable if you guys move in and stuff. So...
Yeah.
You know what to do.
It's not the environment you want to live in. And I think it's just understanding that you deserve better in these instances.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was fun, you know, probably for the, you know, while it lasted. But
it's run its course, I think.
When a relationship comes to an end, you do get that like kind of realization setting in, and it's that kind of those thoughts
and it's like, I'm actually gonna have to break up with
the pondering for months and months and it's like the thinking and the waiting and
debating,
you know, and
everyone goes through it,
but you'll get there. And it is shit. It's your first breakup.
It's gonna be tough.
It's gonna be shit,
but you'll be way better off for it. You're going to feel such a weight off and such
a
new lease of life. Like you've essentially been babysitting this boy.
Yes.
And you're going
to
be like, oh my God.
You don't have to worry about him
anymore.
You can focus on your own future and your own career and your goals.
Yeah.
And find someone, you know, in the long run who's going to support you in those endeavours as well. And
absolutely.
And then you can offer them the support and they're going to give it back and it's going to be great.
You've got this.
Yeah.
You can do it.
You can do it.
Baby.
This is really fun.
Okay.
Help. So I lost my virginity to my flatmate in Freshers.
Whoa.
And I still really like him. Okay.
Oh,
so we've
God.
Got more to untangle here. So hey, girls. I hope this isn't too long, but basically, I ended up losing my V card to a boy after a beach campfire in Freshers. Wow.
Where
are we?
Where are we on this beach?
Are we in Australia? No.
Or just at the coast.
Or we're just at the coast. Maybe it's not the Gold Coast. Maybe it's Cornwall. Mm. Cornwall's actually beautiful.
Yeah, it is. It's stunning.
Or Bournemouth or something like that. Is that the seaside? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Skegness.
Skeggy.
Skeggers.
Get some rock.
Get some rock, ride a donkey along the beach.
A donkey ran off with me on the beach once. Yeah, I was on it and it just fucking scarpered and just went and it ran off.
I've got pictures of myself on a donkey when I was younger on Skegness Beach.
It's a rite of passage.
Yeah. It's got to be cruel to the donkeys.
Oh, absolutely. It's animal cruelty. We don't support that now, but we were two years old at the time. We couldn't. We
Angie
didn't know
probably
right
regrets her decision taking us to the. Obviously, my mum
definitely
does.
She thought I was gone forever.
Oh my God. Because my mum now, she supports donkey sanctuaries.
Oh,
she sponsors donkeys. She gets texts and stuff about the donkeys she's sponsoring. So she definitely regrets.
Yeah,
you know, me riding on the back of a donkey.
Yeah,
along the beach. Okay. But you know that you know they still use mules.
What's a mule?
A mule is a donkey.
Oh. Thought a mule was a type of shoe.
It is, but it's also a type of donkey form.
Oh.
And in Positano, because I watched Nikki Positano's vlogs, because there's so many stairs, the houses are,
of course,
you know, in the stairs. How, Sophia, are you bringing bricks and... You know,
of course,
such things to the houses that are hidden in the hills with all the stairs.
A mule
on the back of a mule's back. So it's
wow.
I've seen the. I mean, it's kind of sad on the mules.
It's very sad.
It's animal cruelty. Yeah, they use the mules to transport the goods. That's just a fact of Positano. Mm.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, but yeah, the poor mules, but. It's a shame there's not
here,
technology
guys.
To replace the mule in terms of the transportation.
A robot mule.
You'd think with robot technology they would have developed
You'd
that.
You'd think with artificial intelligence.
Which is a bit silly, really. It's a bit silly that they're not developing such things. Gosh. Still using
even
the
just almost like a ski lift, you know? Can we not get that in Positano?
I know. Well, that's what I said when I saw it.
We should write a letter.
But I think it's just like the actual... It's destroying the nature. You know, we're putting in it.
Right.
It's not just as simple as popping a wire along.
Yes.
I
think it's worth it for the mules, but...
Yeah, same. I think it's worth it for the mules, yeah. Mm. I think they're quite pretty as well, ski lifts. Like, they look pretty along the hills. Okay, so, but basically...
How'd we get there? What's the
she
dilemma?
She said beach campfires.
Oh, beach campfires, of course.
And then we said
Rock,
Bournemouth,
Cornwall, Skegness, got it.
Right. We had such a good night together on this night.
Okay.
He was respectful. Made me feel comfortable and
was also can
really
I say
attractive.
The bare fucking minimum.
Yeah.
The bar is so low.
The respect and the comfortability
bar is on the ground.
But she's acknowledging it.
Yeah.
It's good that yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. I'm happy that was your experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he was also really attractive, so you know,
doesn't
win-win.
Hurt.
However.
Well, it might have hurt a bit.
But yeah. Probably God, I wasn't expecting that. Right. However, he lives in the same flat as me.
Oh.
So, girl, maybe this wasn't... I mean, whatever. We're at
it's
uni. Who
beach,
cares?
It's the fire flickering.
It's the beach. We're
it's
losing our virginities.
Mm.
Yeah. However, yeah. So he lives in the same flat as me. And this happened 5 days into... Wow. Into
wow,
uni.
You wasted no
the
time.
The chemistry
you
was
said,
obvious.
I'm losing it at uni.
The chemistry was off the charts.
It was
and
rife.
I'm here for it. Mm. I think there's obviously something special between you two.
Strike while the iron's hot.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a bit awkward afterwards.
I bet it was.
We didn't speak that much after, which was... Which,
oh God!
I mean, it's awkward. It's like you're right.
The early sexual encounters, yeah it's a bit awkward. Yeah.
We didn't
bit
speak
stiff.
That much after, which really upset me. As we'd gotten so well in the lead up,
yeah. Where's all that energy gone?
Yeah. So where's that energy gone, Brian?
Mm.
You know,
it's gone out of his willy.
But
that's
also, no one else except my now best friend in the flat knew. Okay,
so it's a secret.
So I am not good at keeping secrets like that. So I had to tell her.
I am not good at keeping secrets.
So, but it's a flat secret.
Do you think you're
good at
keeping secrets? I don't think I'm that good at keeping secrets. I'm going to tell someone.
With certain people, I'm good at keeping secrets with certain people. Mm. But with certain people, I can't keep a secret.
I'm like, guess fucking what? If someone really said to
me, secrets,
you cannot tell a soul.
No, but if someone,
I'm gonna be like, that's a lot of pressure.
Well, all right, listen. Realistically, if someone told me a secret, all right, say
you're telling me,
yeah, listen. Say there's a third party. He was like, I've got a fucking story to tell you, but you can't tell anyone.
Yeah,
by default, I'm telling Sophia.
Right.
I'm probably telling my boyfriend. And I'm probably telling Angie because she loves
And if you're telling me, I'm probably telling my boyfriend and my mum as well.
But that's
but it's
just,
not going to go further than
exactly,
that.
Exactly, because
who's Mum might tell a mate, but Sophia, that's not going to get right, back to our circle.
Exactly, you're not going to tell anyone. No. Angie, yeah, she might tell Jane, right. her friend.
What's she
Jane's
got to do with
our lives? Jane's pushing 70. Right. What's Jane going to do?
Right.
You
Fiona's going to tell Margot for sure.
Yeah.
Margot's 80.
What's she going to do?
What's she going to do?
She's, you know, she's just living her life.
Yeah.
You know. So
it will reach about six more people, but then it will stop there.
But also, these people don't know you personally.
Exactly. It's just gossip.
If I'm telling Mum, it's like, oh, Mum, well, guess what? I heard from this girl I know.
Yeah. It's not like we're spreading it around the circle of people that know, because that's a different story.
Yeah, because
that's gossip.
We're not spreading it around to the... Sometimes, you know, we're good storytellers, all right?
It's got to be told.
It's got to be told. Right.
Build the suspense.
Okay, so now...
Got something to tell you later.
Fuck me.
Wait till you hear this. Yeah.
Right. So right
it's all
now...
part of the fun.
There's three people in the flat that know the goss. So that... And that's just...
The two involved
the
in the act.
The two involved in the act, in the crime.
And the third party.
And the third party who knows about the crime. Okay. So... This not really speaking really upset me, as I worried I'd done something wrong.
Yeah, because you felt a bit rejected, I imagine.
Oh, right. I read that completely wrong. It would upset me too. It was a very, very vulnerable state for me to be in.
You've just popped my cherry.
Yeah, incredible.
I'm still a bit sore and you're not even speaking
right,
to me.
Incredible vulnerable state for me for the first time in my life.
Right.
Right. And we live together on top of that.
Right.
And you're ignoring me. It's fucking rude. And it accepted a, you know,
you're
a little.
Right. How you doing?
You know, how are you today? Looking nice today.
Looking good. Where are you going?
Yeah. It was a bit small talk. Or just acknowledging what happened maybe is always a good one. Just talk about it. Instead of just like, it happened and then hush, hush. You know. However, one random day in November, we ended up watching a film. She put watching a film in.
A Netflix and chill.
Do you want to
watch a movie? It's 2 a.m, babe. We're not going to watch a film, are we?
So how, after not speaking, did he end up in your bed watching a film in my room and ended up sleeping together again? So this
for
is
the second
crime.
Time.
This is the second crime.
This repeat offence.
Right. So it just happened. Look, I know when your inhibitions just run wild.
Whatever movie that was, it really got you going.
Whatever. Yeah. We get it.
Sexual tent. You've been walking around this flat. You've been thinking about it.
Two people in a bed, whatever. We get it. This completely messed with my head and led to me liking him even more.
Right.
Of course, because you've not spoken about what's going on here. Like, do you just see me as someone to sleep with?
I think you're also probably getting some validation through him sleeping with you.
Well, yeah, in the sense that, okay, so he must like me in some form. He must like me because he's sleeping with me, right?
He doesn't think I'm repulsive.
Right. Well, I should hope not. So yeah, this completely messed with my head and led to me liking him even more. It's now early April. Okay, so the second sleeping together happened in November. We're pushing 6 months later.
Jesus, right.
And I still really, really like him.
Oh my
God. We have been closer recently and speaking lots for the past month or so. Okay.
Okay.
And have had some funny chats in the kitchen after nights out.
Okay.
He has a different friendship group to me, so we don't really end up going out together. Okay.
Well, that's probably a good thing.
I was going to say, it's probably good news.
Yeah.
Don't want to see him flirt with other girls. Sorry to put that in your head.
No, you don't want to see him snogging someone else.
Snogging someone sweaty in the club. We don't want to see that.
No,
it's horrible.
That's really going to ruin
the night. It's a
horrible
sight.
That's awful, isn't it? Seeing someone you like.
Sweaty.
Oh, I've been there. It's
awful. Snogging, drunk. Okay. I keep trying to get over it. But we get on so well. And last night I ended up feeding him pizza. Wasn't expecting that to come out of my mouth.
God.
And I ended up feeding him pizza in my friend's room. Right, so you're like, what does this mean?
Right,
I fed the pizza. I mouth fed him. I'm so confused by this boy. I really like him, and some days he speaks to me as if it's mutual, and other days he doesn't. So,
okay,
he's not being clear.
He's not giving
he's
you
not
what
being
I think maybe
a clear signal. He's
just
being
before,
hot and cold.
Yeah, I think maybe, and this is not to be rude by any means, because I've done this as well. But maybe you're clinging to things which aren't really there, and kind of taking very small things like, oh, this gives me hope.
Oh,
this
yeah,
means he
there.
Must like me.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
Exactly. And it's kind of like, really, he's probably
well,
just,
yeah, cause you're thinking,
you're just flatmates and he's just trying to
I
be
think
social.
Because like, I fed him pizza last night.
Yeah.
That means he likes me.
Yeah, he must
you know,
like you, me. You, he you, must want to hang out. He must
you know,
be
but
yeah.
he's not said he
we
like-
had a laugh last night. He must think, yeah. yeah.
But he's not said he likes you. He's not openly-
Asked you out on a date.
Right, it's, yeah. I'm probably thinking too much into this, but after sleeping with him twice and having lost my virginity to him,
you've
I'm finding it
certain...
really hard to let go. Yeah, 100%. That first time, I get it. It's 100%. I've been with other people since. Okay,
oh, okay.
okay. I thought it. Okay,
okay. That changes my whole
mind.
Perspective.
Yeah, that's
good for
good.
You.
Good. I'm
get back
to
on
know
that mule.
Get yeah. Just get back down to that beach. but always end up comparing them to him, and I've never got on with them as well or as attracted to them as him. So
yeah.
he comes out on top every time.
Yeah, he's
okay?
a front runner.
I don't know what to do. Can I have your opinions on this situation, please? Thank you.
My first thing would be take power in losing your virginity. Don't give it to him. You know, don't be like, you've taken that, you know,
that's
blah, blah,
why
blah.
That's why I feel
yeah.
so attached to him, because
don't
you know,
be like, oh, he's always going to have that from me. Fuck that. Like
yeah.
you've lost your virginity. You're now like sexually active. Like mm-hmm. as long as you're being safe, that's great. Mm-hmm. Don't hold this such like, oh, but it's him and blah, blah, blah. I think fuck that.
I think because he was obviously during your first time, he was very respectful.
Mm-hmm.
He was very nurturing,
you've
caring.
Just got to uni. You're thinking, this could be the guy
And I'm thinking, you know, because I'd be the same.
I would
think.
Be the same
you
as
know,
well. I'd be exactly the same.
You've never been experienced that before at all.
Mm-hmm.
And all those signs then when you were losing his virginity to, you were losing your virginity, all great signals of just a great guy, of
yeah.
just like a great boyfriend
yeah.
kind of material guy.
Yeah.
And on top of that, you're attracted to him, and on top of that you have loads of fun together,
and you've got to see him pretty much every day because you fucking
right,
live
and,
together
and you're laughing and you're thinking like, he's pretty perfect.
Mm.
He treat me so nice during my first sexual experience.
Mm-hmm. Which is great,
which is
Let's
so
thankful
which
for
is
that
lovely.
That in itself is
yeah.
great. That's a, you've won
and
that's
he makes
it.
Me laugh and he's beautiful. Mm. And you know he's kind of nice. He's not been nasty or whatever.
Yeah.
And that as a looks lovely, he looks like a great boyfriend material, whatever, but he's clearly not
feeling the same way
because if he did, he would have let you this it's unfortunate because he would have let you know.
Mm.
And
it would have been way more clear
because,
and it would be way more consistent.
Yeah. And it wouldn't have just been those two times. I'm sure it would have been like undeniable chemistry and just
yes.
like will it wanting to spend time with
yes.
you know
yeah.
especially because you live together, like you could be spending every single night together.
Yeah,
that could have been, you know, 6 months of nights.
Yeah,
you've only had two.
Yeah.
So
I think it's shit that you have to live with him. That is tough. Like, it's very hard to get over someone when you're constantly kind of seeing them,
constantly being reminding of them, having
but
to
I think
talk to the person. You can't ignore him.
I know. My advice would be, don't sleep with this guy again. The yeah. the opportunity will probably come around again at some point.
And listen, you can take it for sure.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely, as you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, but my advice would be kind of look at it as, look, that was a fun little time. I've lost my virginity. Like, yeehaw, let's go for it.
Yeehaw.
And then, you know, you're living with this guy, like, we're at uni, whatever, it's a bit messy, these things happen, but just think like, look, I'm going to keep my options open. Like, yes, you know, I'm feeling some feelings towards this boy, but I'm not just going to focus on him. Like you said, you're sleeping with other people, you're probably going on other dates. Like, try and put your energy elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Because I think this is only going to make you feel, what's the word, like, not that valued, or
it's only going to make you feel shitter.
It's only going
right?
to make your self-esteem go
because
down.
Because also, you're not getting a clear answer from him. You're thinking, is he just sleeping with me to sleep with me? That's
mm-hmm.
a horrible thing.
It's a horrible
to
feeling.
Question.
It's, yeah.
That's a horrible feeling to have. Like, am I just being used for the sex?
Yeah.
And that's the worst, one of the worst feelings.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you like the guy and you want it to go further.
Mm.
So take the power back,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Think, fuck that. I had a great time with you, but I'm actually done with you.
Right.
I'm done with you.
Right. Because
change your mentality
yeah.
on it.
Because
be like, you're a bit of a prick.
Yeah.
I've slept with you twice. You've barely spoke to me in between.
Right.
Like, you're, I actually don't want anything to do with you.
And
fuck
actually,
you. I can do way better than you. Change your
exactly.
mindset.
Exactly. Switch it around. And like, the thing is, it's like, If you want to sleep, if you want to sleep with him again, go for it.
Yeah.
You can. You're making that decision for you. Mm. And do you know what I mean? Kind of not like, oh, well.
Don't let him call the shots.
Right. Don't let, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Don't let him call the shots. Mm. And like, just feel, have power in that and just have fun. Mm. And listen.
And try and, you know, focus on your friends. And I know it's very hard not to get consumed by like the boy drama.
Yeah.
But as long as you stay busy with your own circle of friends, you've got your own nights out, it will get better and you will look back and think, God, remember when I fucking lived with him and I was in love with him?
Right.
Like, and you think you're never going to get over it.
Because also, look, you never know what could happen right now. Because you're both young and at uni and you're probably both thinking, well, I know
don't really
want to like
commit.
Him. Do you want to, you know, he's thinking, do I want to get a girlfriend right now in my prime of, you know, uni? That's all the things that go through people at uni's heads. Like, am I really going to settle down now in my second year of uni kind of thing? Am I, it's my first year of uni. Am I really going to, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe he's in that zone as well. Maybe he's thinking, look, I do like her, but I'm trying to distance myself because I live with her, you know, and
don't want this to get messy,
you know. And look, you never know, give it 3 years time, he might say, he might confess, I've loved you since the day I met you,
and then you can be like, sorry, I'm with the love of my life
right,
now.
Exactly.
It's too late,
too little too late. Do you know what I mean? But you just never
take
know.
The power back. You need to call the shots. Fuck exactly. That it's done, it's dusted, you had a good time, let's leave it there.
I think because he was
keep pining.
Because he was the first guy you ever had a sexual experience with, you're always going to have
this attachment.
This like this attachment to him, this like kind of
feeling
of like 100% because he was your first time. It's a different to just any other guy. So,
but it won't be the best time, and that's
exactly
the most important thing.
And you need to acknowledge that, but also kind of let it go and just kind of put it into your memory jar. Okay, he's in my memory jar.
Got it filed away. I'm going to get on with my life.
Grateful for that experience, but
glad it was a good experience.
Bottom line, if he wanted me to be his girlfriend, I'd already have been his fucking girlfriend for at least.
He'd have made more moves.
He'd have made more moves. Mm. It would have been clear.
Yeah.
So,
you can do it. You'll get through it.
Right. And the quote.
What's the quote of the week?
Episode is, don't hate me because I'm beautiful. Just put it in quotes. Quotation
don't hate
marks.
Me because I'm
maybe
beautiful.
Maybe you should just, in your flat, just blast that.
Yeah.
Let him hear. Yeah. He's singing it. He's thinking, fucking hell, this girl is powerful. Yeah. She knows her work.
She's been playing that song on repeat for about 3 weeks.
For about 3 weeks. Is she all right? Is she okay? And he goes, I don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
That's the energy we need for this
just
week,
any
guys.
Kind of anything he says to you in response, don't hate me because I'm beautiful. Everyone's firing all these shots. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. Jesus.
Oh, all right, guys. Thank you for listening.
Yes.
As always, email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Yes, and you can follow us on TikTok @thegirlsbathroom and Instagram @thegirlsbathroom and YouTube Bathroom Bitches
to see some clips of us in the flesh.
We're not posting the full episodes on there,
no,
because that defeats the point of a podcast. Even though I watch podcasts on YouTube, it defeats the point.
Listen to the full apps right here where you are, all right?
Spotify, all right. Apple.
Wherever you listen.
Good night.
And to all, what's
and
that?
To all a good night.
Bye, guys.
Goodbye.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.